Well, thank you, Monica. So where exactly are we with this study right now?
So the Los Angeles District we've completed the 905B, but from there we have to send it up to our division headquarters, which is in San Francisco. So that's our division headquarters, and then they have to review it, and they also have to coordinate with headquarters in Washington, D.C., and so that's where it is right now. It's between division, which is in San Francisco, and headquarters getting reviewed.
So essentially it's completed, it's getting signed off by someone above the colonel. Do we have a drop-dead date for when this is coming back to council yet?
We don't have a drop-dead date. We are looking tentatively at June 15th. Of course, we're still working on trying to come up with those recommendations, and it's a fairly complex and iterative process where we have to find out first how much can the city departments actually provide in kind, and then that'll help us determine how much do we need to come up with for cash. And so we're still working very closely with a number of our departments and working with the Army Corps to come up with that. So we're shooting for June 15th. We want to make sure that we do that analysis correctly so that we can provide the council with the best recommendations and let you know exactly how much you need to come up with over those 4 years.
Again, this would be a four-year study. The city would share half of the cost. The federal government would pick up half, subject to an appropriation, federal appropriation, next year's budget, hopefully. Great. Well, with that, let's turn it over to the public. There's a hand over there. Go ahead and fire them out.
How much money are you talking about for finishing the job? Have you any idea?
For the construction portion? Right, exactly. That's what we determined during the feasibility stage, because we don't really know what the alternative is going to be. So depending on if we did reconfigure the breakwater, you know, that would cost different than if we didn't.
And if I can add to that, the city went kind of to a different level of review in that we had our engineers come up with some preliminary estimates based on what you all told us in the community meetings, some of those major ideas. And basically the three alternatives to the breakwater, one was creating a very small opening in the breakwater, which is an idea that was proposed by Mr. Bud Johnson, who's here in the audience tonight. That was estimated to cost about $10 million, as I recall. One was taking down one-third of the breakwater, the western third of the breakwater, then there was the eastern two-thirds of the breakwater, and then creating the LA reverse draining structure. And so we did some cost estimates. Those are in our study, and I believe the cost estimates range from $10 million for the lowest alternative up to about $390 million for the enormous, the large structural changes, including changing the way that the LA River mouth comes out, creating additional breakwaters to protect the shore, but taking down two-thirds of the breakwater. So taking down a very large portion of the breakwater, but leaving smaller segments to protect the areas that need to be protected. And I do need to point out that if we do get to that construction phase, the city's cost share for that will be 35%. So once we actually do come up with a project and the community says this is where we want to go, then if it's a $100 million project, we would need to come up with $35 million in non-federal dollars in addition to working with the federal government to get them to pay for the other 65%.
Who decides on the final design? Will the public get any input on it at all as to where the rocks are the reefs put or the rocks are put?
Definitely, we're looking for public input, for stakeholders' input. We're going to hold the Army Corps has to hold at least two public meetings, but I think that the city is looking at doing beyond that. But we are looking for input.
Correct. As part of the city study, that's exactly what we're talking about. We wanted to know, do that next level of review, besides just saying, hey, do we think that maybe this would work? We actually had Moffitt and Nichol run some very preliminary, back of the napkin computer models. They have a very good computer model of this area, and our study showed what would happen if you take down a certain section, what potential wave heights would we be experiencing along the shore. And basically, for those alternatives, we saw a change of wave heights from either zero to up to four times current waves, depending on which types of modifications you do on different areas along the coastline. But you're absolutely right, and so is Mr. Forrester, is that you need to look not only at at what is the wave impact, but then also what is the erosion, what happens to the, you know, if you modify one section of the breakwater, maybe it doesn't impact homes, but maybe it impacts port operations. So that's why the study is that complex, is there are so many complex environments going on in that area right now, and so we need to make sure that either we're not affecting those operations or that we mitigate any damage, potential damage.
One question. Annually, the city of Long Beach spends about $400,000 to $500,000 for sand replenishment on the peninsula. That means we pick it up down near the pier, we truck it down about an eighth of a mile to the end of the peninsula. It almost goes as fast as we drop it off. Could this study encompass sand replenishment along the peninsula as well?
Well, this study will definitely have to look at sediment transport and sand replenishment and how the sediment is affected, whether it's going to get lost or not or gained, whether you're going to have a net increase or a net decrease. So that's definitely something that's going to be in the feasibility study. So it just another thing that adds to the complexity.
So I think what you're saying is yes, because knowing that one of our goals certainly would be to fix the sand problem if we can, and get those costs off our sheets annually. So what you're saying is yes, this study could encompass that underneath its umbrella. Well, thank you, Monica. So where exactly are we with this study right now?
So the Los Angeles District we've completed the 905B, but from there we have to send it up to our division headquarters, which is in San Francisco. So that's our division headquarters, and then they have to review it, and they also have to coordinate with headquarters in Washington, D.C., and so that's where it is right now. It's between division, which is in San Francisco, and headquarters getting reviewed.
So essentially it's completed, it's getting signed off by someone above the colonel. Do we have a drop-dead date for when this is coming back to council yet?
We don't have a drop-dead date. We are looking tentatively at June 15th. Of course, we're still working on trying to come up with those recommendations, and it's a fairly complex and iterative process where we have to find out first how much can the city departments actually provide in kind, and then that'll help us determine how much do we need to come up with for cash. And so we're still working very closely with a number of our departments and working with the Army Corps to come up with that. So we're shooting for June 15th. We want to make sure that we do that analysis correctly so that we can provide the council with the best recommendations and let you know exactly how much you need to come up with over those 4 years.
Again, this would be a four-year study. The city would share half of the cost. The federal government would pick up half, subject to an appropriation, federal appropriation, next year's budget, hopefully. Great. Well, with that, let's turn it over to the public. There's a hand over there. Go ahead and fire them out.
How much money are you talking about for finishing the job? Have you any idea?
For the construction portion? Right, exactly. That's what we determined during the feasibility stage, because we don't really know what the alternative is going to be. So depending on if we did reconfigure the breakwater, that would cost different than if we didn't.
And if I can add to that, the city went kind of to a different level of review in that we had our engineers come up with some preliminary estimates based on what you all told us in the community meetings, some of those major ideas. And basically the three alternatives to the breakwater, one was creating a very small opening in the breakwater, which is an idea that was proposed by Mr. Bud Johnson, who's here in the audience tonight. That was estimated to cost about $10 million, as I recall. One was taking down one-third of the breakwater, the western third of the breakwater, then there was the eastern two-thirds of the breakwater, and then creating the LA reverse draining structure. And so we did some cost estimates. Those are in our study, and I believe the cost estimates range from $10 million for the lowest alternative up to about $390 million for the enormous, the large structural changes, including changing the way that the LA River mouth comes out, creating additional breakwaters to protect the shore, but taking down two-thirds of the breakwater. So taking down a very large portion of the breakwater, but leaving smaller segments to protect the areas that need to be protected. And I do need to point out that if we do get to that construction phase, the city's cost share for that will be 35%. So once we actually do come up with a project and the community says this is where we want to go, then if it's a $100 million project, we would need to come up with $35 million in non-federal dollars in addition to working with the federal government to get them to pay for the other 65%.
Who decides on the final design? Will the public get any input on it at all as to where the rocks are the reefs put or the rocks are put?
definitely we're looking for public input, for stakeholders' input. We're going to hold at least two. The Army Corps has to hold at least two public meetings, but I think that the city is looking at doing beyond that. But we are looking for input.
Correct. As part of the city study, that's exactly what we're talking about. We wanted to know, do that next level of review, besides just saying, hey, do we think that maybe this would work? We actually had Moffitt and Nickel run some very preliminary, back of the napkin computer models. They have a very good computer model of this area, and our study showed what would happen if you take down a certain section, what potential wave heights would we be experiencing along the shore, and basically for those alternatives, we saw a change of wave heights from either zero to up to four times current waves, depending on which types of modifications you do on different areas along the coastline. But you're absolutely right, and so is Mr. Forrester, is that you need to look not only at what is the wave impact, but then also what is the erosion, what happens to the, if you modify one section of the breakwater, maybe it doesn't impact homes, but maybe it impacts port operations. So that's why the study is that complex, is there are so many complex environments going on in that area right now, and so we need to make sure that either we're not affecting those operations or that we mitigate any damage, potential damage.
One question. Annually, the city of Long Beach spends about $400,000 to $500,000 for sand replenishment on the peninsula. That means we pick it up down near the pier, we truck it down about an eighth of a mile to the end of the peninsula, it almost goes as fast as we drop it off. Could this study encompass sand replenishment along the peninsula as well?
Well, this study will definitely have to look at sediment transport and sand replenishment and how the sediment is affected, whether it's going to get lost or not or gained, whether you're going to have a net increase or a net decrease. So that's definitely something that's going to be in the feasibility study. So it just another thing that adds to the complexity.
So I think what you're saying is yes, because knowing that one of our goals certainly would be to fix the sand problem if we can, and get those costs off our sheets annually. So what you're saying is yes, this study could encompass that underneath its umbrella, if you will.
What's the possibility that the Army Corps may decide that it's not in the federal interest to do anything?
Well, I can't really put it. I can't really give you a percentage, but I can say that at the district level, our Colonel Magnus has, he's signed off on the document saying there is a federal interest. So at the district level, so there's a pretty good chance.
Does city management have a position on how much the port ought to contribute in this? And the same question to the councilman.
We don't have a position on that as of this moment. Again, what you'll see in June is we'll have a document basically that'll come to the city council that'll say, here's the study, here are the different options, here's how we can hit our $4 million goal. I can't tell you what's in that right now because we're still putting together that analysis, but we owe it to our council to give them the information and saying, here are the different ways that you could potentially pay for this study. Port may be one of those, but there could be a bunch of different options as well. And again, right now what we're trying to do is trying to find as many things that we can do as a city just through our departments. We have so many resources in the city of Long Beach. So if we can come up with as much of that in kind as possible, that helps narrow our cash amount. And that could be anything from public works to parks and rec to city manager's office. We have so many different assets in the city. Hopefully we can get that number down so that the cash amount is de minimis.
I'll make it quick. I'm confident the port will want to partner with us on any potential project.
With money.
I'm very confident. Oh, absolutely. Okay. And listen, there's a variety of places we can go for money. We're not reaching into general fund dollars, which pay for police, fire, sidewalks, streets, etc. This would be, there's Tidelands is potential, port is potential. The state, there's some state bond money floating out there. There's some ocean protection money floating out there. There's a variety of places we can go to secure the city's half of any potential study.